This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. As he announces more progress in the nation's vaccination push, President Joe Biden said Friday the numbers are proof the shots work, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says 300 million doses have been administered during his first 150 days in office. Nearly 43% of the population is now fully vaccinated.
Deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated.
But he says some areas with lower vaccination rates are seeing more cases and deaths.
How are you doing?
At Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, Vice President Harris watched people get vaccines and urged others to follow.
We together have the power to end this pandemic.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Drugmaker AstraZeneca and the European Union both claimed victory Friday in a court fight over allegations that the coronavirus vaccine maker was not producing shots for the 27-nation bloc fast enough. AstraZeneca said a judge in Brussels ordered delivery of 80.2 million doses of its vaccine by the 27th of September. The EU's executive branch, the European Commission, claimed victory in that the judge had ordered the company to respect a delivery schedule of 15 million doses by July 26th, 20 million doses by August 23rd, and 15 million more by September 27th. The commission had requested the drug maker deliver 120 million vaccine doses in total by the end of June. The court also ordered a fine of $12 per dose not delivered. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 1.58%. The S&P fell by 1.31%. The NASDAQ dropped 0.92%. This is VOA News. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election that a hard-line protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei seemed likely to win. That has led to low turnout, fueled by apathy and calls for a boycott. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel overseen by Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations, as well as analysts, have put hardline judiciary chief Ebrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. If elected, Raisi would be the first serving Iranian president sanctioned by the U.S. government even before entering office. The World Health Organization voiced alarm Friday at surging COVID-19 cases across Africa. With the spread of new, more contagious variants, even as vaccination rates remain dangerously low. According to WHO data, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Africa rose to more than 116,500 in the week ending June 13th. Michael Ryan is the head of the WHO Emergency Response Program.
And it is very clear that there are strong signals coming from Africa and from the African region of WHO that the disease is on the rise, the impact is rising, and we need to move quickly to support those systems and get the most vulnerable people vaccinated.
Ryan warned across the continent the trajectory was pointing straight up, with more than 100% increases in a range of countries and more than 50% in others. As Brazil hurtles toward an official COVID death toll of 500,000, second highest in the world, science is on trial inside the country and the truth is up for grabs. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
With a milestone likely to be reached this weekend, Brazil's Senate is publicly probing how the toll got so high, focusing on why President Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months, while it relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine, the malaria drug shown to be ineffective in treating COVID-19. The skepticism has extended to the death toll itself, with Bolsonaro arguing the official tally from his own health ministry is greatly exaggerated. Some experts saying the real figure is significantly higher, perhaps hundreds of thousands higher. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.